official voice of the 2007 Billings Mustangs, Terry Schemmel.
Chris Armstrong came on relief in the second inning, now working into the seventh inning. He will start with Brandon Waring here in the seventh. Brandon struck out twice tonight. 0 for 2. First pitch is a strike at the knees. Kevin Romine has come on to play shortstop for the Orem Owls here in the bottom of the seventh inning. 4-1 Orem leads. The pitch to Waring. Swung on and missed. 0-2. Brandon 1 for 4 last night. Game before it was 2 for 3. Here's the pitch. Missed upstairs with that fastball. Waring, Bertles, and Maunas. 4, 5, and 6 here for the Mustangs in the 7th. Folks just waiting for the bats to come alive. Just 2 hits so far for the home team. Here's the pitch. And that hit Brandon Waring in the left arm, says the umpire. So Waring says, I'm fine. He trots down to first base, and the leadoff man aboard here in the 7th. Well, Brandon crowds the plate big time and got the hit by pitch right there. And here is Bartles now. Bartles is 0 for 2. Grounded out to the pitcher and the third baseman. Waring over at first base and nobody out. Here's the pitch. Strike call. Kyle Maunas on deck tonight, getting the night off is Michael McKinnon, although Max is available for pinch hitting duties this evening. Actually got 2 left-handed hitters on the bench. Here's a long fly ball to right field. Giving chase is Gio Bonato, and he slides and he makes a catch on the foul line. Oh, another terrific catch out there. My Gio Bonato out in right field. That one, I think, was going to be a foul ball, but a big out right there for the Orem Owls in the seventh inning. He covers a lot of ground, making a couple of wonderful catches. One out. Here's Kyle Maunas. He's 0 for 1 with a walk and a strikeout. Waring's over at first base. Gio Bonato coming a long way to get that ball. A long way. Here's the pitch to Maunas. That's a strike call. Kyle struck out last time looking on a pitch that was real questionable, and Kyle, the home plate umpire, talked about it for quite a while. I was going to say, there's 2 left-handed bats on the bench for the Mustangs. Here's a pitch. It gets away from the catcher, and down to second base goes Waring. That pitch inside and low and couldn't be handled by Rosenbaum. You got McKinnon on the bench as a left-handed hitter, and you got Cal Jones. Normally those two are in the lineup. You don't have any left-handed sticks on the bench, but Joe Cruz has 2 of those tonight. Got a luxury this evening. 1-1 on Maunas. Al's got a couple of home runs this year. Mustangs down 4-1 here in the bottom of the seventh inning. They managed only 2 hits to this point in the game. Here's Armstrong's delivery. Swung on, bounced up the middle, off the glove of Armstrong. Grabbed by the shortstop, Romine, and everybody's going to be safe. Over to the third base goes Waring, and Maunas will get a hit. Just the third hit of the night for the Mustangs, who have 1 out, first and third. Now Michael Jones comes in. Michael is 0 for 2, grounded into a double play, first time up, 4-6-3 in the second inning. Last time up with a fifth, bounce back to the pitcher. So Michael Jones is due. And now we got a walk to the mound by Zeke Zimmerman, the pitching coach, enabling someone to get warmed up out in that bullpen. So a very slow walk for Zeke Zimmerman, the pitching coach. See if we can pick up who might be warming up out in that bullpen for Orem. Looks like Derek Schlecker is warming up. Schlecker, a right-hander. And Zimmerman just giving him some time to warm up. Finally, the Mustangs getting to Armstrong a little bit. Came on the second inning with 2 outs. He's pitched into the seventh here. Shutout ball he has thrown at this point. Umpire coming out now to try to speed this thing along a little bit. Zimmerman heading back toward the dugout. Let's see what Michael Jones can do. First and third and 1 out. He's already bounced the one double play tonight. Trying to avoid that here. One run and just three hits thus far for the Mustangs. Here's the pitch to Jones. That missed inside. Got away from the catcher. Trying to score is Waring, and he stands up and scores. Didn't even need to slide. 4-2. The Mustangs get one back. Well, Armstrong now trying to start to lose some of that composure. He had been so steady until this inning, and now a couple of pass balls results in a run. Down to second base goes Maunas. One out. Now Michael Jones representing the tying run at the plate. Does not have a home run this year, but a base hit could score Maunas. One ball, no strikes to Michael Jones. Here's the pitch. Fastball is in there for a strike. Child is on deck. Here's the 1-1 to Michael. Swung on, drilled to center field. That's going to be a base hit. Maunas is going to be held up at third base. Kyle had to wait and see if that ball would fall in, but that one drilled to center by Michael Jones. First and third, still one out. Second hit of the inning and the fourth of the night. Michael Jones at first and Maunas at third base, bringing up Tyler Hochschild. Hoss is 0-2. Well, maybe the pitching change might come right now with a right-hander coming up. And that is exactly what Tom Kotsam is going to do right here. He's going to come on and make the switch, so we'll take the break. We got a pitching change during the bottom of the seventh inning. A run is in for the Mustangs. They get runners at first and third and one out. The pitching change brought to you by the Crown Plaza Hotel in downtown Billings. Back in a moment on the Mustangs Radio Network. The new pitcher for the Owls is Derek Schlecker, as we thought he was going to be. He comes in, a 31st-round pick of the Angels this year, 6'5 and 200 out of Oak Park, Illinois. And Western Michigan University, same place that Kyle Maunas played his college ball. On the season, Schlecker making his sixth appearance, all in relief. Does not have a decision yet. 4.50 ERA. He's pitched a total of 10 innings so far. Allowed 14 hits. He struck out five and walked a couple. He will come on with one out here in the seventh inning, and runners at first and third for the Mustangs. Derek Otto Schlecker. River Forest, Illinois is the hometown. He was playing summer ball in Massachusetts this past summer when he was informed of his being drafted the 31st round. He was told he was not going to get drafted by his college coach, and here he is, the 31st pick. Big right-hander, 6'5 and 200. He will face a pinch hitter now. Michael McKinnon is going to come on and pinch hit for Tyler Hochschild. There's that left-handed stick from the bench. Here's the pitch, swung on and fouled by Michael McKinnon. So Mack coming up there for the first time tonight. On the season, McKinnon hitting 344. He's got two home runs and 13 RBIs. Here's the pitch by Schlecker. Ground ball. Base hit down the right field line. That'll score Maunas. Here comes Michael Jones to third. He's being waved home as well. And now he's going to be held up. Throw coming in to the catcher, and a good decision by Joe Cruzel to hold up Michael Jones. That'll be a double on a pinch hit from Michael McKinnon. 4-3. The Mustangs cut it to 1. RBI double for McKinnon, and we still got just one out, second and third. He just ripped that one down the right field line, right past the first baseman, Navarro. Now we might have a pinch hitter as well for Kendrick. Let's see if maybe Cal Jones hits here, another left-hander. And I think that's going to be the case. I think I saw Cal warming up. Yep, he's got the helmet on. I mentioned it earlier, Joe's got the luxury that he hasn't had all year of two guys hitting the left side on the bench tonight. He's going to use them both. Looks like a genius in using McKinnon here in the seventh, and now Kel Jones comes on. So Kel's warming up, loosening up. And then he will hit for Kendrick. We'll see what the defensive alignment looks like in the top of the eighth inning. The guess is here that Jake Long or another catcher comes out to catch, and McKinnon goes to first base. And we'll see what Joe Kruzel's got in mind. Kel Jones stepping in there as a pinch hitter. First pinch hitting assignment for him this year. Kel on the year at 283. He's got a homer and 12 RBIs. Mustangs have cut this to one. They got runners at second and third. One out. McKinnon's at second, Michael Jones at third. And here's the pitch. Swung on, drilled to left field. Moore going back, he makes the catch. Tagging up at third is Jones. There's a throw into the plate. Safe! We're tied up at four. Sacrifice fly for Kel Jones. He does his job. The game's tied up at four, still two outs, and a runner at second. Here's now Brandon Menchaca. And Michael McKinnon out there at second base. Three runs in the inning. Let's see what Brandon can do. He's 0 for 3 tonight. He's due. Here's the pitch swung on and missed on a slider. Menchaca going for a bad pitch there. No balls and a strike. Run at second base with McKinnon. Here's Schlecker's pitch. That one missing outside, bouncing up there and blocked nicely again by Rosenbaum. One ball and one strike. Ran in the leadoff spot tonight, looking for his first hit of the evening. Did not play the last two games. Cannon's got a safe lead at second. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Checked his swing and took it for a ball. It's low. 2-1. Well, just kept waiting for those bats to come alive, and finally they do here in the seventh for the Mustangs. Three runs, three hits. Here's the pitch. Swung on and fouled off the foot of Brandon Menchaca. That's a foul ball. Rolled down the third baseline almost all the way to the bag, and Brandon's trying to walk that one off. Hit it off his left foot. Groups, two balls and two strikes and two outs. He gets on, Angel Cabrera will hit. Bottom of the seventh inning, tie 4-4. Runner still out there in McKinnon at second base. Brandon Menchaca taking a long time to walk this one off. Now he's finally back in the batter's box. He's not been a great two-strike hitter this year. 2-2 on him. Here's the pitch. That one missed outside. A good stop again by Rosenbaum. 3-2. And there is an open base at first, so the guess is Schlecker doesn't give Menchaca much to hit right here. And watch the inside corner, though, with his umpire. 3-2 and two outs. And here's the payoff pitch. Missed low. That's a walk for Menchaca. Here comes Angel Cabrera. First and second, two outs. Angel's got a base hit tonight. He's 1-for-2 with a walk. Also scored a run. Last time out, he flied out to center. First and second and two outs. Three runs are in for the Mustangs. Here's a time now as the catcher Rosenbaum comes out to talk to his pitcher, Schlecker. And here comes Zeke Zimmerman as well, the pitching coach to the hill. See if he makes a move right here. Got a right-hander warming up out in that bullpen. Don't think he's going to make a move. The manager normally does this, Tom Kochman. I think Zimmerman is giving his bullpen crew a little more time. Lou Green started, worked just an inning and two-thirds, then Chris Armstrong came in, and he was terrific until this inning. Threw five innings straight, shutout ball. And then got touched by the Mustangs here in the seventh, and here comes the reliever, Derek Schlecker. And the Mustangs get a run off of him. So it's right-hander against right-hander. Angel Cabrera at the plate. The big right-hander, Schlecker, on the mound. McKinnon at second base, Menchaca at first. A base hit ought to take the lead for the Mustangs. Angel Cabrera now at 357 on the year. Here's the pitch. Swung on, bounce, foul down the third baseline. That one stabbed nicely by Joe Kruzel. And tossed it in the stands to a youngster. No balls and a strike. Angel walked and scored in that first inning. Third inning, he singled, then got picked off at first. Last time up, he flied out to center. No balls and a strike to Angel. And here's the pitch. Missed outside and high with that fastball. 1-1. West getting warmed up. Here's the pitch to Cabrera. Bounce foul again down the third baseline. Jim West, a right-hander. In the organization, a couple of years out there in the bullpen getting warmed up. Schlecker heading the count here to Cabrera. 1-2. Angel has been concentrating a lot of his batting practice on hitting with two strikes, simulating that, and he says it's really helped him. He said that in an interview yesterday on the air. He does it here. Here's 1-2. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. A changeup got Angel Cabrera. But the Mustangs get three in the inning to tie the ball game up at 4. 7 innings complete here at Cobb Field. 4-4 tie. And the scoreboard brought to you by St. Vincent Healthcare. This is the Mustangs Radio Network.